Welcome to the Irish Tech News Podcast, where we will bring you some of the most interesting interviews and features from the world of tech. Visit irishtechnews.ie and check out our podcast section to explore all of our previous episodes. You can subscribe to our podcast using whatever your favorite app or service is by visiting anchor.fm/irish-tech-news.
Hello and welcome to the show with me, Gillian Godsell. Today, my guest is a mastermind and a very clever techie all-round man, Greg Zaitsev, who is the CTO of Unique Networks. Greg, welcome to the show.
Hey, Gillian. Thanks.
You're very welcome. So I'm calling you a genius because that's what your co-founder Alex calls you. He says you're the mastermind behind Unique Network. Do you enjoy that title?
Well, yeah, I enjoy doing things here. It just happens that he calls me brains behind it. But I like the whole idea. I like coming up with the whole idea of NFT blockchain network. I wrote the tech paper. You can read about everything I put on this in details, but. I do enjoy it.
We were speaking just before we started recording. You much prefer to be an entrepreneur than an employee. Why is that?
It does sound to me more. Not necessarily interesting, but I get more responsibility that way. I like being responsible for things. I like finishing things. I like doing something until the result, and it does overlap with the notion of entrepreneur more than an employee, because employees are a 9-to-5 thing. Mm-hmm. I don't really like like being partially responsible for things I do.
Okay, so that's interesting. So you enjoy the challenge and the responsibilities. And the creative opportunities, of course, being an entrepreneur presents to you. So you have a background in physics. You're from Moscow. When did you first get into blockchain? And obviously, you had a very strong tech background. You worked for a number of tech companies. When did blockchain come onto your world?
I got interested about blockchain back in probably 2014 or 13, when the Bitcoin trading was really big. But the other cryptocurrencies were still, I would say, questionable. I remember Ethereum being 42 cents. And I was thinking, yeah, it's probably some very, very low coin. That's I should deal with that. I shouldn't buy it. it was a lot of fun. It was interesting to set up a Bitcoin node on my laptop. I was able to do this at that time. I can't imagine doing this right now. It probably will require terabytes of space.
So that's interesting. So you're an early miner. You really got the whole industry.
I didn't really mine. I was just learning and browsing.
Okay, and what appealed to you about blockchain and cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin at that time? Did you see the potential or just the beginning of the potential?
I've seen the potential of, back then it was mostly decentralizing funds or value transfers with Bitcoin, but it was already very interesting application. I was seeing that I can transfer, back then, what did we have? I used to live in the States, and I was seeing how my colleagues were sending money to Mexico using Western Union or something, and it was Wild West comparing to what Bitcoin can do. it was
so you were
if they knew about it, yeah.
So you directly understood the power to help people who were sending remittances back to their home countries.
You were, for example,
techie, and also seeing this.
Later, I started looking at smart contracts and more interesting things to do, I met Alex when I was going to move to from the States back to Russia. Mm-hmm. I was looking for a job, and I spoke to Alex, and he told me what kind of things he was planning to do. I said, "Wow, this is really interesting." I started reading immediately, so it was probably my biggest emerging into the crypto space.
Well, isn't that interesting? Because we know, I know I'm sort of half teasing you, saying you're the brains behind Unique Network, but we know also Alex is a powerhouse when it comes to original thought and invention and entrepreneurship. So the pair of you sort of discovered that you liked what the other was thinking and talking about. You began to co-create.
It didn't launch immediately. So he gave me a lot of materials to read. So I had to learn. I had to learn from him. He's a very smart guy. He's able to spot very interesting things without being technical. If he calls me brain, I have to call him something as well. I will call him charm behind a Unique Network. But despite that, he can spot technical things that are most important out of everything, out of this big pool of possibilities, and everything can happen. So I really value working with him. That's how it started. He was able to attract me by giving me lots of interesting things to think about. For example, one of his first questions was what industries can we decentralize, what can we disrupt?
that's quite a good question, isn't it?
Oh yeah, especially back then, because especially before the ICO boom. Mm-hmm. Because after we had quite a few ICO projects, especially the ones who failed, unfortunately, I started looking at things carefully. But back then, it was a nice sandbox environment. It was very safe and interesting, and everybody was trying to do something exciting and interesting. So yeah, it was a very interesting question.
And then why did you select Polkadot? Why that blockchain?
Polkadot is to begin with, it's very, very modern or very novel technology. It's if you look at their competition, it's probably number one is Cosmos Network, who's been on this market. They've been in the space of interoperable blockchains for quite a while. I really like how Parity guys think. They try to break all possible lines, or everything that limits their imagination. It sometimes breaks things completely, but but after all, it comes to something good. It comes to something something very flexible, very very challenging technically, but challenges after all, this is what we're looking for anyway. So it's the challenge is the price we pay for breaking conventional rules that are not necessarily required by this world. They may be just old or absolute rules that we don't need anymore, and that's what this technology allows us to build and overcome.
Interesting. So, of course, Unique Network is predicated and focused on NFTs, but not any old NFTs. Could you explain the different approach that Unique takes to this?
We build the network that will gracefully, that will very efficiently handle NFTs and refungible tokens and even fungible tokens that people are used to think as ERC-20 in Ethereum world. But the efficiency and flexibility are probably our number one thing here, because well, we aim to build something that will be, well, so something network that will be will allow people to build NFTs, to NFT applications that are for everybody. Right now, or maybe well, if you look at back at a couple of years ago, the NFT applications are supported by crypto enthusiasts, or people who are very familiar with crypto space. But we really want to bring this to the masses, and that's by the way one of the flexibility things that I'm talking about when I speak about the Polkadot that allows us higher flexibility. We can remove that unnecessary friction of well, of crypto wallets, exchanges, and everything. A person who comes to this, or a user who comes to this the app, doesn't need to know these small details about the cryptocurrencies and crypto wallets and everything. They should be able to use this application just like Web2 application, very transparently, very smoothly. That's what we're trying to achieve.
And I think that's kind of the aim, isn't it? Most people working in this space is to reduce complexity, because you have to be a real nut to get into the space at the moment. It's quite hard for people who are interested, but going, oh, it's too hard.
So tell me, yeah, exactly.
You've had two interesting projects that I love, the Cello Bricks and the Substrapunks. Tell me a little about those, the what formed your thinking behind them, and what will happen to them in the future?
Well, that's a good question. I like both of these projects, and it's especially, well, I shouldn't really call one child more left than the other, but but Substrapunks are the first one, and they appeared in a very funny way. We were building some collection to test our network back in August 2020, when we were building some demo project for the Hackosama. And after we announced it, we've seen that all 10,000 Substrapunks were claimed in about a week.
Wow.
That was
none left over.
Yeah, exactly.
I want one of them.
Well, there is a marketplace. You can always buy some, and they're not terribly expensive yet. Not like CryptoPunks. But yeah, we really wanted to create some tribute to CryptoPunks, just to demonstrate that, well, hey, we're not worse than Ethereum. We can do the same things. But it turned out to be very, very nice. The community that built around the crypto Substrapunks, they started trading, and they started trading OTC, but it still wasn't very impressive. I thought it was a temporary thing, but finally somebody scammed someone for about a couple hundred Substrapunks.
Mm-hmm.
So basically they were stolen. Some they said, okay, we're going to exchange punks for KSM. Send us punks, and we're going to send you KSM in exchange. And they didn't, but they received their punks. So at this point, we decided, okay, that's time to build the marketplace, because people are trying. If somebody's trying to steal things, they're really valuable.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it started. I think it should certainly have some improvements, some changes in the future. Especially if you look, there's a Remark project that's building on Kusama. They are bringing some nice things like interactive NFTs and nested NFTs. We can do similar things with Celebricks and Substrapunks. And it does need some, they do need some change, but after all these are first two projects, they don't need to change too much.
They are as they are. The Celebricks, tell me just a bit about those. Were they your least favorite? So were the Substrapunks more favorite?
No, they are not least favorite. It's just they were born later. They're not least favorite.
Second children. And there's 10,000 of them as well.
Yep, there are 10,000 of them as well.
And are they actively traded?
They are. Actually, I've just been looking at the statistics today. Because you know we have a nice giveaway coming up soon. Every probably about 3 months, we give away half of the marketplace commissions to the community, and we're gonna distribute more than 200 KSM to the community.
Both, is that right? They have to. You've told
yes, them. Yes, that's right. To people who hold both, so for the 3 months, the marketplace traded more than 5,000 KSM.
That's a lot, and you're sharing that with the community then.
Yep, we're sharing this with the community. We're sharing the commissions, not the whole money. Yeah,
that's cool. So tell me now, Polkadot works in a strange way, right? So Unique has set up the Quartz network, and you've just done a slot on the Parachain slot on the Kusama network. So can you explain how that actually works? It's quite confusing to the outsider.
Oh, well, it's not more confusing than Kusama and Polkadot themselves. We're just repeating the pattern. So there is Polkadot network that is stable and very reliable. It has very few updates. But it's stable. It's not breaking things. And there's a wild card in Kusama. So we decided to repeat the pattern and deploy both on Kusama and Polkadot. But first, of course, we did on Kusama. We deployed on Kusama because that's the pattern that Parity is going. Yep. But we're planning to deploy our parachain on Polkadot as well. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be. Yep. it's going to be as well more stable than Quartz. We're going to do less experiments on it, it will serve the it's really hard to say what applications it will serve, because probably most applications will find home both in Quartz and Polkadot, it will certainly be capable of the applications that have more volume of transactions or more value.
So I know that you give a workshop in which you can train or explain to devs how to build a marketplace in an hour. How is that possible?
Yep. Oh yeah, it's we prepared all tools for that. I have a very nice team that works on this full time, and they just have the deployment tools, the Docker containers, and Git repository where this is all stored. It's by performing these instructions, we can really anybody can install the marketplace locally in very, very short time. And of course, it will look more like our marketplace, UniqueNFT.io, but customization is something is the next step to take.
Okay. Okay. And have many people done that so far? Have you any other projects built the marketplaces?
We have a few projects. We have Art Pool and that's nice projects in France. I think we have
the products are coming.
They're coming. There are quite a few. I just can't say which ones are live and which ones are not, but at this moment. But they are coming.
So tell me the roadmap for the next, well, we're coming towards the end of 2021, hopefully the end of lockdown and hopefully the end of COVID, although who knows. What are the plans for 2022 and going out a bit further?
Well, we are planning, first of all, the biggest piece of plan is probably the unique network on Polkadot. We're going to start the crowd loan at some point, and we're hoping to get this spot quickly. But then we don't stop on this. We keep developing the functionality that we promised in the tech paper. The biggest piece of functionality is nested NFTs, emoji, maybe some auctions. This is going to be very attractive and hopeful applications to us. We're also hoping to bring very many projects to us. It's after all, that's what we're here for. We need to be helpful. We need to have real things happening on Unique.
So that's the shout out, looking for projects to come and talk to you to build on the Unique network.
Yep.
Brilliant. So
it's a priority.
Perfect. Yeah, another shout out for projects. Please come and talk to Greg. How's the best way to reach you, Greg? How, if someone has heard this podcast or reads?
Oh yes, it's you can always shoot me an email, or it's actually best to for working with Unique, it's probably best to reach our community management on Telegram. They will we have a nice channel, and it's they are very responsive.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for your time today, Greg. Again, the shout out to projects, come and talk to Unique Network and see what you guys can build together. That's brilliant. Thank you indeed for your time.
Yes, thanks, Julian. But it was very, very nice interview.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the latest Irish Tech News podcast. Check back every day for the latest episode. You can follow us on Twitter at @Irish_TechNews, on Facebook, facebook.com/IrishTechNews, on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/company/Irish-Tech-News, on Instagram, instagram.com/IrishTechNews.ie, and on TikTok, tiktok.com/@IrishTechNews.